You get excited about life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, School of the Master here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. Get excited about life. There's so many people who are going around wondering why life passes them by, why life's experiences just are not their experiences, why everybody else is enjoying great abundance, great wealth, great health, great happiness, great fantastic human relations, and the reason is that they are excited about life. They're excited about living. They're excited about everything. Now, I was talking to someone this morning, and I'm in the process of going in to see Ingeborg in the hospital this morning, and naturally my thoughts are about Ingeborg. My thoughts are, will everything be in order for me to go in and visit her? Will everything be perfect? And I say, yes, yes, yes. Well, then I hear there was a telephone call from the hospital, and I wasn't told about it immediately. And I thought, ooh, get excited about life. Get excited about everything. Tell this to everybody when you are talking about this here. Oh, well, I told it to somebody else already. Well, that's fine, but you didn't tell it to everybody. You got to tell it to everybody. You got to just shout it out from the housetops, all this wonderful news. Not all the rattle-tattle details, you know, not how many pieces of toilet paper they use to wipe their bottom, but just what's the essence of it? What's the specifics of it, you know? Get excited about life. Let the bubble be in you, and let that bubble shine in you and rotate in you and be in you in every wonderful, fantastic way. It's a great experience when you can do that. It's a great experience when you can get excited about life and get excited about everything that you do. I oftentimes think about Ellen. Ellen is the cheese here at the university and the chief honcho and the chief dishwasher and bottle maker and all that sort of stuff. She does all that stuff. Well, Ellen wants to tell everybody everything. And I say, Ellen, don't tell everybody everything. Only tell people things that you want them to think about. If you're going to tell them that the grass is not growing well out in front of the house, that's not what we want to say. We want to say, every time I water the grass, it is so green and so beautiful. And did you notice that little tree we have out there? It doesn't grow very fast, but it stays beautiful and stays perfect in every way. And it gets good water. How nice that looks. And we don't have to say it doesn't grow fast, because it doesn't matter whether it goes fast or whether it doesn't. It's there, and it's beautiful. Find its glory. Find its wonder. Find its magic. Find all of the good. And get excited about life and share it and tell about it and do about it. Now, that's another thing. I would think that every telephone call that comes here on campus was an important telephone call, and we'd write down who it's from and what the topic was and whether they got the answer to what they wanted, and give that information to everybody here on campus. We should have a sort of email of telephone calls to everybody so that everybody knows who's being called. And then when we know who's being called, and we know what's being done, we can all be in charge of ourselves, and we can all know what's going on. Well, now, this has not happened for 30 years, so that means it's never going to happen. That means we're never going to have notification of everybody on campus, of all of the telephone calls that come in, and all of the things that are done. We're never going to have it. We're never going to have it, because for 30 years we haven't had it. So that means we'll never have it. Is that right?
No.
All right.
No.
Now, if it's done right now, then let it be done right now. Yeah. Now, be creative. Now, think of something. How could we have an internet or a link or what would you call it? A way of informing everybody on staff about every telephone call that comes in and everything else. Now, well, you see, well, a lot of people don't have to know about these telephone calls because they're just a call asking for a book or asking for a subscription or asking for a new student. But I think we do. I think we do. I was working in Unity School of Christianity when they were back in Kansas City. And I was put on the telephone desk occasionally, And when I was on the telephone desk, I had to write down every single person that called in, their name, their telephone number, and who they wanted to talk to, and if they were, if their call went through, if they were able to get through to the person they wanted to get through. And then I had to post every call on a special, now we didn't have email and all that other sort of stuff in those days, but on a special bulletin board so that everyone could come by and glance at all of the telephone calls that came in. And you say, my goodness, that was quite a tedious job. No, it was just a job. And I did it, and every other telephone operator did it, and they would write that down so that everybody could look at it and see what it was. Oh, I had been trying to get a hold of that lady for a long time. I didn't realize, oh, she finally got called in and got in, and so she's being taken care of. Good, I can take her off my heart now and know that she's being taken care of. But you see, you don't know. We don't know how many people we're working with. We don't know how many times that I talk in a day to Joyce Collins, or how many times I talk in a day to Vibert Chance, and how many times to Patricia Shifdad and other people. You know, and they're calling in, and then they call in on my private number oftentimes. And so I bring that information up to all of you, and I tell you all about what they've said and how they've done it. I get so enthusiastic about it, so excited about it, because this is my work, my life, my business, and I want you all to know about it, and I want you all to be excited with me. And even some of the things that are not so pleasant, where we are not getting the information we want on the car repair that we're doing, and it's got to be known. We got to know that, that there's work being done, and that it's in limbo right at the moment, but it's in process. And you see, if we run a stagnant, stale, dead organization, that's one that has no communication, then that's just fine. But I get so disturbed when I hear about telephone calls coming in from people that I've been waiting for, and it knowledge never comes through to me. And I think, oh, and so I call the person right away and I say, I hear you called. I'm so glad you got through. And did they help you in everything that you wanted to get help on? Oh, yes, yes, fortunately. But I didn't hear your voice. And I wanted to hear your voice. And I said, well, you can't always hear my voice. But at least you got through and you got what you wanted. And that's the main thing. And so this is why it's so important to have everyone know everything that's going on. And we must develop something in which we do this. Now, we don't have that many telephone calls a day that come in here, and we don't know. Now, I said Madeline called from Florida the other day, and I happened to overhear the telephone call, so I knew she called. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that she called. Now, Madeline had called. I said, oh, I haven't heard from her for a long time. And not one comment was made that she called last week, or she called 3 days ago, or she called 3 months ago.
The evening before.
Huh?
The evening before.
The evening before. That wasn't even told to me.
I know, about the Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, the Father's Day, yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Madeline called?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, see how important these things are, and how important it is that they be in writing, and how important that we get excited about life. Well, when we're excited about life, then life gets excited about us. Then things just start coming our way. Things just start opening up for us in a beautiful, fantastic way. And we want to get excited about life and do these things now, because I know I'm excited about life. And I'm excited about telling you everything that goes on my seminars. I go to seminars, I'm gone 6 weeks, and I come back and I give you just dribbles here and dribbles there. And I think to myself, my goodness sakes, if you were to listen to some of my why I can say I like me, and if you were to listen to why I can say how I talk to God, you know, how do I listen to God, if you were to hear some of those things, you'd learn all sorts of things about me that you never knew, things that you never heard before, because I'm inspired to say different things to different people at different times. And it's so fantastic, so glorious. But I'm excited about life every time I open my mouth, and that's why perhaps it's good if I don't open my mouth too often.
Oh, no.
Because if I open my mouth, get excited about stuff, then everybody is going to get my bubble. So,
that is good.
Go for it. And remember, when you're excited about life, life is exciting. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.